You're listening to Podka. I'm your host, Sean Brown, and this is episode number 45. We're talking today about Be Safe. We have some great content for you today. But first, before we move on to talk about the subject of today's episode, let's take a moment to talk about our sponsors.
Podbot.ai. Podbot.ai is an artificial intelligence-powered podcast maker, which lets you share your content with the world. Stay up to date on the latest COVID-19 information by checking WHO regularly, as well as updates from your state and local public health authorities. The CDC will continue updating its list as it learns more about COVID-19. The program will continue to develop as Sonesta reviews our protocols to comply with updated guidelines from public health authorities to protect our guests and employees. In addition to the vaccine-administered cruises, we implemented an extensive suite of protocols in the course of our restart, with the best interests of our guests, crew, and destinations served our first priority. Once a vaccinated person has been cleared through negative testing from either the Office of Health Services or Human Resources, he/she is eligible for participation in the regular college-wide protocols regarding facial coverings for those vaccinated. Vaccinated individuals should wear a mask indoors at all times, and have their COVID-19 tested no later than 5 days after exposure. Students identified as having been in close contact will have their status tested by health services. Staff members should get a PCR test from a non-campus provider. If the student obtains a positive COVID-19 test from any source other than health services, e.g. the required pre-trip COVID-19 testing will be offered at no charge for guests who are already immunized, and included with the $150 charge for the test and report assessed for guests who are not immunized. Other than the COVID-19 test you need prior to travel, no other tests will be administered at the cruise terminal, unless requested by you in connection with a medical screening. Back-to-back guests traveling to a different Carnival Cruise Line vessel within a one-day period after boarding the first ship must notify onboard guest services in advance to obtain their required COVID-19 pre-trip test prior to disembarking. Yes, all guests who are fully vaccinated are required to provide a negative virus COVID-19 test taken within 3 days of embarking. For all Carnival Cruise Line cruises, face coverings are still required for those not fully vaccinated. Guests in areas of high or significant transmission of COVID-19 are encouraged to use facial coverings in all enclosed public spaces, regardless of their vaccination status, according to the CDC guidance. Guests participating in the bubble tour, regardless of vaccination status, should adhere to all tour protocols and local guidelines regarding face mask wearing and physical distancing. If COVID-19 is spreading in your community, remain safe by taking a few simple safety measures, such as physical distancing, wearing a mask, keeping rooms well ventilated, avoiding crowds, cleaning your hands, and coughing into an elbow bender or cloth. It is time to ensure everyone, everywhere, can be safely getting through the day. We hope families around the country will be able to use this opportunity to get their children, all age groups, disabled or not, ready for safety, while working together to make the world safer. Many products can help remind you to take medicine on time and track how much to take. Keep a daily log of the medicines you take, as well as times of day, to avoid taking them back to back. This guide answers common questions about getting and taking your medications, and has convenient forms to keep track of information. At school, the school nurse can help your teen get medicines on time and safely. Call by phone first, if possible, and follow your local health authority's directions. Be Safe will consider referrals from outside your local area to provide advice, training, and direct action. Team member safety and preparedness reinforces safety through training by Sonesta, masks, gloves, and other safety gear provided to employees, as well as on-site medical checks on a daily basis. A $150 USD fee per person will be assessed to guests onboard sail and sign accounts to cover testing, reports, and the costs of the health and safety checks. Any students, faculty, or staff receiving a waiver of required tests will be tested on a weekly basis. All students, faculty, and staff are required to receive COVID-19 vaccine, with boosters, according to vaccine policy. You can learn more about CDC's COVID-19 vaccination safety steps. The advent of a safe and effective COVID-19 vaccine is an important event for the coronavirus pandemic. For the COVID-19 vaccine, FDA has established heightened safety standards that vaccine developers must adhere to. 2. Other vaccines are very good at preventing serious infections, hospitalizations, and deaths due to COVID-19. The FDA and the CDC have a strong process to monitor vaccine safety, because the two other vaccines were given to millions of people once licensed. All vaccines undergo clinical trials to verify safety and efficacy. The U.S. system of ensuring the safety of vaccines continues to monitor any signs of problems. Data about AHE vaccine's safety record is collected over time as more people who have received the vaccine report on their experiences, as well as any adverse events that they have experienced. The COVID-19 dashboard displays the vaccination booster rates and test positivity rates of a community of students at the school. If symptoms of COVID-19 are resolved within 24 hours, individuals may resume activities on campus. Individuals vaccinated and reinforced who have symptoms resolved may return to campus 5 days later, as long as they are cleared by a healthcare provider. Wearing the universal mask is required until day 10 following the initial onset of symptoms or a positive test. The CDC says individuals who have allergies to some foods, insects, latex, and other common allergens may be safely given the COVID-19 vaccine. If a vaccine or drug is needed to respond to an emergency such as a coronavirus pandemic, once proven to be safe and effective, FDA may give an emergency use authorization, or EUA, for that vaccine. Now, under new CDC and FDA guidelines, Johns Hopkins Medicine will restart using J&J vaccines as we receive additional supplies of that vaccine. Firefighter bravery allows them to willingly risk their lives to save others. Episode 45 has come to an end. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please like and subscribe. My name is Sean Brown. Adios.